Back now with St. John's Prep football coach, Brian St. Pierre. And coach, welcome back. Interesting first week for you guys.
Hey, Rick. Glad to be back. Yeah, it really was. It was a, well, first off, it was really exciting to be playing under pretty normal conditions in front of a really big crowd, down at Marshfield. So that was great. It was a perfect night to play. And, from that point on, the blood pressure was high most of the night for the coaches.
Yeah, I can imagine. It would be under normal circumstances. How'd you line up Marshfield? Tell me about the genesis of getting together with them.
They just had an open week the same week we did. They've been a really good program, so I knew that. So whenever I see that, I reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I don't get phone call returned or email returned, but he got back to me within a half hour, which told me, A, I had a game, and B, they're a good team, because most people wouldn't jump on that opportunity. So he jumped at it, and they were really good, really competitive team.
You know, it's a funny thing when teams line up to play you guys, because for most of the schools around here, it's a real, real challenge for them. But then you have to sort of figure out how to work your guys in and out, I'm sure. But tell me about this. Well, first of all, Coach, getting back into the groove after finishing up in May, what was that transition like, over the summertime into the preseason?
It was actually great. It was a perfect example of why a lot of coaches would love to have spring ball in Massachusetts. We picked up right where we left off in spring. A lot of recall for the players, so they hadn't been that far removed from doing it. So I felt like when we showed up in August, these kids were kind of already ready to go, and we had a great summer in the strength and conditioning program. So it was awesome that way. I thought our kids were really prepared from, right from Jump Street in camp.
What about starters? You starters pretty well lined up going into the season. Kids, I know kids have to earn it. That's not what I mean. But I guess what I'm asking is you have a lot of veterans back?
We have a mix. We have about five or six on each side of the ball that are back, but quality ones. And we got some new guys that are kind of, they're pulling along, But we had enough veteran presence on both sides of the ball where we felt pretty good going into camp. And like I said, just coming off the spring, that really springboarded us into the fall, and the kids really, they were ready to go pretty early.
Besides the fantastic finish, what are some of the positives you got out of the game last weekend?
Offensively, we did a lot of what we wanted to do. We weren't as clean as I would like, but when you put up seven touchdowns on the road, you had a pretty good night. I think we had over 560 yards of offense.
Oh, all right.
We did some, we left some out there, though. But offensively, we led the whole game, and we got down by one with 40 seconds to go, started our game-winning drive at our 27 with 34.5 on the clock, and went the length of the field in 30 seconds to win the game. So I think there's a lot of positives you can draw from that. That's something we practice every week, our two-minute drill, and that came to fruition certainly on Friday night. Defensively, we started well. We didn't end well. So we got a lot to fix there.
What's the hardest part of coaching at that level, Coach, in terms of, your practices? You mentioned the two-minute drill. That's a sort of a special team type thing, and your special teams. Is it more difficult to get the practice time in for those specific things, or with your kids, are you able to sort of balance it?
Well, you have to segment it. I mean, we don't do it every day, but you segment practice, and you put, well, I do anyway. We put situations in every week, every day of practice. So mm-hmm. One day it'll be red zone, one day it'll be blitz, one day it'll be third down, one day it'll be 2 minute, all sorts of stuff. End of game on defense. We do that pretty routinely. So our kids, that's just preparing your team. But at the high school level, you got to kind of go with what you have. But those are the basic tenets of our program. You can't play here if you can't perform in those situations. So our kids are used to it. They mm-hmm. know certain day of the week, we got, 2 minute drill in practice, or we got situations within practice. I'll do it and I won't even tell them. I'll stop practice in the middle of something and we'll just say, all right, ball's on the 30, 1 minute, uh-huh. 10 seconds, no timeouts. You got to go the length of the field. Defense, that's a situation for you, and we'll go competitive. Good versus good, ones versus ones, and make it really competitive. So they know it.
Do your players have film work that they're supposed to do?
We do. When you come to a place like St. John's, it's so rigorous academically that you got to be careful with their time and the demands you put on their time. So mm-hmm. we'll watch film with them. We carve out some time. And then they're all onto our huddle system, which is our online video system that they can watch at their leisure. But, you know, I can monitor how much they watch so I know who's watching and who isn't, and so they can't lie to me.
Okay, so the pressure's on you too. I got it. All right. They can't lie to you. I love it. If only we could figure that out with my own kids.
Yeah.
All right. Coach, before I let you go, a couple of things. Let's, can you mention your captains, please?
Yeah, so we're, James Guy at running back, Jackson Delaney at wide receiver, Jake Kadire at, right guard, and I'm gonna draw a blank now, Matt Mitchell at cornerback.
Alright, and what about, this week? What you got coming up?
We got a pretty good team coming down the road here, Central Catholic.
Ooh, yeah.
I believe they're ranked, I don't know, second, depending on which poll you're looking at. They just beat Springfield Central last week, they put 67 on them.
Yikes.
So, high-powered offense, really solid defensively. We've had a long history with them. We've had a lot of success against them, but they're always one of the perennial powers in Massachusetts, and it's a huge rivalry game.
And that's a home game at the prep at 1 o'clock on Saturday, is that right?
That's a good old-fashioned Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock at the prep.
There you go, tailgate party. All right, very good. Coach, thank you so much, and I want to talk to you again next week. Good luck this week.
All right, Rick, thanks,
Thank you, Brian. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the head coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.